He doesn't know what he did. Okay, so we're going to start from the sugya of Yadayim Shein Hochichos Ben Adam of the Kiddushin. Right, we spent 3 days on the sugya. Right, the Gemara said that let's say you just say Harei HaMikudeshes and you don't say Li. Right, that's a Gemara. That's a Gemara. If you say Harei HaMikudeshes but you don't say Li. That's Yadayim Shein Hochichos, right? So that's Yadayim Shein Hochichos because we basically know what you're saying. You're saying Harei HaMikudeshes. However, since by Kiddushin you're able to do Kiddushin Ayyadei Shliach, I could do Kiddushin for, let's say, my friend Reuven. So then we're not sure if you meant for you or for someone else. So it's Yadayim Shein Hochichos. Alright? So the question that Tosos asked on that, and we try to bring a proof from the Gemara in Nazir that Shmuel says that unless a Nazir is over the front of, right, a Nazir is walking in front of you, so if you just say, aha, right, someone next to you wants to be a Nazir, and you just say, aha, stam, so it doesn't work. But if there's another walking in front of you, says Shmuel, it should work. So we try to bring a proof, Yadayim Shein Hochichos by Nazir, so maybe we can say Yadayim Shein Hochichos, lo avi Yadayim, by Kiddushin as well. So there are two Tosos in that ask a question. The first Tosos asks, I think this is more nogea for us, the first Tosos. Tosos asks, one second, Why are we bringing Yadayim Shein Hochichos lo avi Yadayim from Nazir? Maybe that case is even you know weaker of a lashon. Why? Because that's Tosos. Because when you say aha, you can mean that you want to take a tainus upon yourself also. So when you say aha, it can mean Nazir, but it can also mean tainus. And says Tosos that they're really 50-50. They're shakul. They're even. We really don't know what you mean. You could mean tainus. You could mean Nazir. And since we really have no idea what you're saying whatsoever, there's no way to lean, you know, one way or the other. So then, of course, that one's going to be lo havni yadayim. But by kiddushin, most likely you mean you want to do kiddushin for yourself. Most likely when you say harei hamikudeshes without li, you mean li. You just didn't say it. So there, it's, let's say 75-25. But by nazir, it's 50-50. So how could the Gemara try to prove from nazir when nazir is really the most extreme case? Ask Tosfos. Right now, Tosfos himself answers that he rejects his assumption, right? He assumed that Nazir is 50-50. He says, no, Nazir is not actually 50-50, right? Like we said in the last Chabura, that there are always two ways to answer a question. Number one is to reject the assumption, right? It's always with Tosos. Tosos is almost always making an assumption. Either you can reject the assumption, say, no, it's wrong, or you can accept the assumption and then say, but it's still wrong for whatever reason. So that's going to be the rush. We'll get there in a second. So Tosos says the assumption is wrong. Nazir is not shakul. A Titus is not shakul to Nazir. Right, aha cannot mean both equally. Why? It says Tosos, because aha means now. When you say aha, it means like you want to start today, you want to start right now. But by a tainus, if you've already eaten that morning, so then you can't take a tainus that day, right? It's halacha that if you want to take a tainus for that day, it doesn't count if you've already eaten earlier that day, so therefore it can't work. So, but by nazir, you could take it that day. We don't care if you, let's say you went to a graveyard already, or you already drank wine. Naziris can start that day, that's fine. So aha, it's 75-25 that you mean nazir. So therefore, we still could learn from nazir to kiddushin. Alright? And the Marsha points out that in the next Tosfos, right, the one that goes from Hamad Beis to the top of Vavav Aleph, which means that the Gemara is actually on Hamad Beis, so, right, so then that lists two gersels that the Svarim have for the Gemara in nazir, right, for what Shmuel said. So the first way is that Shmuel said that if you, before you have a Nazir in front of you, and you say aha, it's a Yadayim Shein Hochichos, but when the Nazir walks in front of you, it's a Yadayim Hochichos. It actually becomes a full Yad. That's the first Girsa. Then the second Girsa, which is what the Marsha says that this, our Tosfos now is talking about, is that the Girsa is that Shmuel said without a Nazir walking in front of you, it's a Yadayim Shein Hochichos klal. We have no idea what you're saying. That sounds like 50-50. But if the Nazir walks in front, then it's Yadayim Shein Hochichos Latik Tas. We don't really know what you're saying, but we have a little bit of an inkling. It's like 95-5 as opposed to, or no, that's a bad example. It's like 55-45, not 50-50. So the Marsha points out that this Tosos is talking about the second Girsa, and the next Tosos is talking about the first Girsa. Fine. And then the Rush gets a different answer, and the Rush says, time out. Why do you have to reject the assumption? Let's say that they actually are Shukla, right? Go back to Tosos' question. Tosos' question was, why does the Gemara try to learn Yadayim Shein Hochichos Lo Havi Yadayim from Nazir? Isn't Nazir Shakul? Isn't it Tainus and Nazir 50-50? So the Rush answer is that, yes, they are 50-50, but you know what else is 50-50? Kiddushin. When you say Harei HaMikudeshes without saying Li, it's also Shakul, whether you mean for you or you mean for Reuven. That is also Shakul, so therefore we still could learn from Nazir, even though it's Shakul, we could still learn Lo Havi Yadayim to Kiddushin as well. So that's Tosis' question. His answer, what the Marsha explains, and then the Rush's answer as well. Clear?
No. The Marsha one more time.
Yeah, so the Marsha points out that this Tosfos must be going like the second Girsa in the Gemara, that we go from Yadayim Shein Hochichos klal to daven shemichut is katas. And so originally Tosfos thought that nazir is a daven shemichut is klal, and then we answered that it's actually a daven shemichut is katas. All right, fine. So right, we pointed out as quickly, parenthetically, I guess, that there's a big, that we had a skira, and then we answered that really there are four levels. Right, because the next Tosfos sounds like nazir is actually less. Is actually less of a Yadayim Shein Milchichos than Kiddushin. So we point out that there are four levels that we're dealing with by Yadayim Milchichos. One is Yadayim Milchichos, right, that's actually good. One is Yadayim Shein Milchichos Ktas. One is Yadayim Shein Milchichos Kwal. And the last one, which is what we answered, is that the first one is talking about is actually the fourth level, which is not even Yadayim, right? Yadayim Shein Milchichos Kwal, Kwal, as Rabbi said, not even Yadayim. Fine. So that's, I think that ends us with Yadayim Shein Milchichos. Fine. So then we had Haomer Hareach Harufasi. So the Gemara says, what if I say Hareach Harufasi? Does that work? And we say, well, why would it work? So the answer is because Yehuda, in Yehuda, they actually would use the term Harufasi for an Arusa for someone who's Mikudashas. So maybe that should work. So the Gemara asks, 1 second, are you telling me that Harufasi, that Yehuda is most of the world? Now we ask, what is that? And then the Gemara goes back and forth. So we ask, what is that? What is that Havmina? Is Yehuda Rove of the world? So the Stam way to understand it was that if Yehuda was Rove of the world, then it would work everywhere. That's a Pashat Shah. But the Tosfos Rezagin said, no, it can't be that, because if there's no Havana, then it can't work. So it must be, and we'll revisit the Tosfos Rezagin soon, but so since Tosfos Rezagin, it must be that if it worked in if Yehuda was most of the world, then in most of the world, in your Stam situation, it would work. Not in everywhere, but in a Stam case, it would work. Fine. So we said Homer Areo Harufasi, and then the Talmud Rashi says, 1 second. Even if Yehuda was the Rove, how does that Havmina of the Gemara make any sense? Because we have a Mishnah Kilayim, right? So this, I guess, background. The way Kilayim works is you're not even allowed to be Mekayim Kilayim, right? You're not allowed to help Kilayim stay alive. So, for example, if there are weeds growing near Kilayim, the weeds are killing the Kilayim, and you remove the weeds, so you are being Mekayim the Kilayim, you're keeping them alive, and that is Aser. It becomes Aser Bana, whatever you're using, so that's Aser. So there's machlokes in the Mishnah Kilayim between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim about whether or not if you take thorns out of Kilayim, it can work or not. And at first glance, the Talmud Rosh Ba'at seems to say that this machlokes about whether or not you're allowed to use those thorns is based off of whether or not most people in Arabia would pull out the thorns, right, and feed it to their camels. Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, they would feed it to their camels. So when you pull out the thorns, you're not necessarily pulling out the thorns in order to fix the Kilayim. You're pulling the thorns because you want food for your camels. Now, how camels eat thorns, I'm not really sure, but I think they could eat anything, something like that, right? But the camels eat the thorns, and so, but the Chacham said no. It wasn't most people in Arabia who would feed their camels thorns, and therefore, it would actually still be Asur Ba'ana. And so the Talmud Rashi says, this much will guess between Rabbi Elazar and Chacham. Even the Chacham implied that had most people in Arabia been feeding their camels thorns, then it would still work. And then you'd be able to pull out thorns everywhere in the whole world. So you should be able to use Harufasi in the whole world. Lazi Gemara Lamaskana said that you can't use Harufasi in the whole world. Here's about the Mishnah Kilayim, where if everyone in Arabia would have done fed thorns to their camels, then in the whole world it would have worked, right? That's what the Chum and Rabbi Lazar seem to imply. So then by Harayim Harufasi also, if Yehuda really is most of the world, then it should apply everywhere. So why do we say that Harufasi does not work, but pulling out thorns would work? That's his question. Is that question clear? I made it a little bit longer. But the Pashup shot is that Mishnah Kilayim sounds like if everyone in Arabia was feeding thorns with their camels, and everywhere in the world you could pull out thorns from your Kilayim, but in our Gemara it sounds like Harayim Harufasi, even if Yehuda was the whole world, it still wouldn't work everywhere. That was the question. So the Talmud Rashi gave three different answers. Again, there were three assumptions that the Talmud Rashi made, and those are going to be the three rejections, right? The first assumption that the Talmud Rashi made, the most obvious one, is that who said the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar is actually about Metzias. Right, the Talmud Rashi said the machlokes is whether or not most people in Arabia would feed their camels thorns. So comes the first answer. Talmud Rashi says no, that's incorrect. The machlokes is not a matzias machlokes; it's actually a fundamental machlokes, which is the Rabbi Elazar holds that meaning they both agree that everybody in Arabia would feed their camels thorns. However, their machlokes is whether or not that matters. The Rabbi Elazar, the Das Yachid here, said that it does matter, and therefore the whole world can do it. But the Chachamim said no, I don't care if everyone in Arabia feeds it, that does not apply to the whole world. It's a fundamental machlokes. Answer number one. Answer number two of Talmud Rashi is that no, even if it's not a fundamental machlokes, Yehuda was not a big enough place. Arabia was a big enough place to apply to the whole world. Yehuda is not a big enough place to apply to the whole world, and therefore you can't. The question doesn't make sense because you're dealing with two different two different levels of two different sizes of city. And the third answer was that even if you say that Yehuda was big enough, Kiddushin is different, because by Kiddushin, the Havana Talia Milsa. Right? What we care about Kiddushin is the Havana. You need to know, she needs to know what he's saying. We don't just care about the Metzias, we don't just care about Rov, we care about her understanding what he's saying. Those are the three answers of the Talmud Rashi. Alright? And then we asked, what is the Rambam's Chiddush by Arayach HaRafasi? And the answer was that the Rambam, which is really crazy, the Rambam says, Arayach HaRafasi works everywhere in the entire world. And we asked, that's against our Gemara. The Gemara said it's not. So we gave two different answers. The first answer was the Rashba, where is it? The Ritva and the Rashba, which is that the Rambam, there's a machlokes about how to understand Shivcha Charufa, right? We know Charufasi in the Pasuk is referring to a Shivcha Charufa. The question is, what does the Shivcha Charufa mean? So there are two different ways to understand it. Number one is Shivcha Charufa means Chetzi Baschorin, Chetzi Shivcha, right? She's half and half, which is the way we've understood it until now. That's how the Mishnah, the Gemara Krisis understands it. But the other way is that, no, it means that Shivcha Kananis. Now, as we say, it's a Chetzi Chetzi, so that a woman is half and half, so then Kiddushin is shaykh by a Shivcha Charufa, because you could do Kiddushin through a Chetzi Chetzi. But if you say it's a Shivcha Kananis, so there's no Kiddushin at all. So comes the Rashba and the Ritva and say that our Gemara Paskin, that Shivcha Charufa is referring to a Shivcha Kananis, and so Kiddushin is not, that Lashon is not a Lashon mina Torah of Kiddushin. It's just a minhag that Yehuda made up. However, the Rambam understood it differently. He said, no, we pass it by the Stam Gemara in Krisus, that the term Charufasi, that the word Charufa in the Pasuk is referring to a half and half, a Chetzi Chetzi, and therefore it is actually Lashon Min HaTorah. It's Lashon Min HaTorah, it can apply everywhere, like Harei Mekudash Asli. And then the second answer is Ketzib Mishnah, who said that, no, the Rambam is like our Gemara, but we have Rabbeinu Chanan El's Girsa in our Gemara, which is that basically take out the entire Gemara, take out the whole pilpul, the back and forth, and rather what we're left with is, the Gemara asks, does Harei Charufasi work? And the answer is yes, it works. And the Rambam said that works globally. We said we can also see this later on. The Rambam Hilchos Zedarim in Perek Aleph Halakha Tes Zayin says that only Shiva Shloshah, only like a slang of a word, that's where you can't use something where it's only to its city. However, that implies that by a Stam Lashon, like Harei Charufasi, it would work everywhere. Fine. That was the end of that. The Rambam's Chiddush, two ways to understand it. All right, is that clear? Should we go over that?
The
Ketzib Mishnah said that the Rambam is missing the main part of our Gemara that rejects Charufasi. That he only has the Rabbeinu Chananel's Kirsa, which is, does Harei Charufasi work? And the Maskana, yes, it works. And the Rambam says that means globally. All right? Then we had a question, can you do Kriya Shema with a laws? Again, I assume that you understand what is being said. You understand what you're saying, but let's say you're in America. That's the back. Now, you're in China, and you're doing it in Spanish, right? I assume in China they don't speak Spanish, but you're in a place where they don't understand. Yeah, I don't know if that's right. No. Any geography majors? Fine. So anyhow, so does that work? Can you say it in a place that doesn't speak your language but you understand it? So according to the Ritva and the Bir Alacha, let me just find it. We said that no, it does not work because you need something to have a Torah Lashon, right? The place that you do it needs to be a Torah Lashon, right? The Ritva gives an example like, Arabia and like Arabic and Arabia, Spanish and Spain. So in that place, there needs to be a Torah Lashon. And so therefore, if there's no Torah Lashon, so then it won't work. Because Amira is integral, right? What's his reason? Because Amira is an integral part, or as Rebbe says, it's an integral part, it's fundamental. So I need something with a Torah Lashon on it. So if I'm in Spain and I'm speaking a language and they don't speak, then that doesn't have a Torah Lashon in that place, so it won't work because Amira is fundamental. Then the Talmud Rashi says, no, again, the Talmud Rashi gives three answers, but I think the one that applies here is the Havana one, that you need to have Havana. So as long as you have Havana, then it will work, because, right, this is the third answer, that as long as you have Havana by what you're saying, then it will work. So here, you have Havana, I don't care if not everyone speaks that language, if you have Havana, it works. We have the Rambam says that if it's understood in other places, and you understand it here, then it will work. As long as some place in the world, people speak that language, which in this case it sounds like they do, so then you can use that language as well. So the Rambam, quoted Ketzib Mishnah, thank you, is that, well, they're right, is there a way to understand the Rambam, meaning, put another shot? Within the Ketzib Mishnah, so then you said the Rambam holds that as long as somewhere else in the world people understand what you're saying, so then it would work. So in this case, if you're speaking, Spanish in China, but in Spain people speak Spanish, or in the Heights people speak Spanish, so then it works because people understand it somewhere. All right. I think Rebbe made that joke. It's not even my own. Fine. Not good. That's clear. Everyone clear. Wonderful. And we said, according to the other pshat, right? We're not really. We have tzarchi on what the rabbi would hold about Shema. Fine. So what is the din? Now we had, which we've been speaking about. This question came up a lot in all our previous sugyas, but we actually made it an actual sugya, which is, what if you are medava with your kiddushin, and then you say to the woman, Lashem Yisupagas, Arei Amiyuchad Asleep. So according to the Gemara, right? What do we say? We said Teku, right? The Gemara says Teku, which side point. Everyone thinks that Teku stands for, I forgot what the Rosh Tevis is, that Eliyahu will answer it. Rosh Tevis said that's not true. Eliyahu's job is not to be posking our shiloh. His only job is the Gemara and Kiddushin, I believe, says, is to figure out Yichlus, who, you know, what people, where people are familial-wise. But it's just interesting. So I asked Rosh Tevis, what does it mean then? He said, we just let it stand, we pass it, if it's a Teku Doraisa, we go to the Chumra, if it's a Teku Dorabana, we go to the Kula. But just cool. So why is it that most people think it means that when Eliyahu comes to Paschal, so Shekhar said, because it creates a more emun on Eliyahu. It gives us more belief that Eliyahu will come, and it reminds us that we should believe that Mashiach is coming. Oh, anyhow, man. Yeah. But it's cool. But anyhow, so the Gemara says...
Question, is that
actually... That's not right. So that was Ma'arish Lishma. The Gemara answers Teku. If you say Arei Mechadisli and you're Medaba Otsko Kiddusha, so then we said the Gemara says Teku. Now the Tosfos Riazakin says that it's a problem of Eidus, right? You don't really have Eidus here, and so however, obviously, if she would have said to the Edom, I understand it, so then that would work. If she would tell him beforehand, I understand what he's saying, I want to get married to him, so that would work. But here in this Gemara, we're not really sure if you have Eidus or not. It's a problem of Eidus.
Without Eidus, it wouldn't work?
No, you don't know. The problem of Teku, he explains the Gemara, is that it's a problem of Eidus. So then, part B, so I went to Rebbe to clarify, because this was very confusing, so I want to say it pretty explicitly. It sounds like...
The Gemara says
Teku. No, the Gemara says Teku.
It's a problem of Eidus
that... Yes. Now, many people thought that the Rashba that Rebbe was referring to was the steer in the Rashba about Amira. Right, is Amira fundamental or Gila Das, right? But that's not what Rebbe's looking for. Right? So we'll go through now what the Rashba is saying, what Rebbe wants. Fine. So what if you were Madaba, this is Kiddusha, and the woman just says afterwards she understood that afterwards she says, oh, I know what the man wanted. So it doesn't work. Why? Fine. So we said that the Rashba says that by Rashba Mesupagas, it's a Sava Kiddushin. Even if she tells the Edom afterwards, she understands it, it's a Sava Kiddushin. Now all the other Rishonim that we saw say, no, it's Vada Edom Mekudeshes. Obviously not. It doesn't work at all. Now, according to the Rashba, there's a Stira, right? Here the Rashba seems to say that we don't really care about Edos, right? It's enough of a Sava Kiddushin to be Kiddushin, so we don't care that we don't have good Edos, that we don't know what she meant at the time. But we said earlier on, by Nazir Huv Amrahi, that the Rashba said it doesn't work because we don't have Eidus. It's Dvarim to believe, and there's no Eidus in Dvarim to believe. So it's a Stira. So what does the Rashba hold? Do we need Eidus or do we not need Eidus? So we answered that. So answer number one was the... I forgot who says this. Avner Lim, thank you. Sorry. So it's about Das Alimta. Eidus create Das Alimta. Eidim create Das Alimta. However, we only need Das Alimta for the Mitam, the Baal, from the man. So by Nazir Huv Amrahi, where we don't know what the man was saying, so there we really do need Eidus, we care about Eidus, because we need the man's Das Alimta. But here, it's the woman's Das, it's the woman's Das Alimta, and we don't need Das Alimta by the woman. Now, point out that the problem with this, or not the problem with this, but the problem for people who don't hold, the problem is that a lot of people don't hold that only the man needs it, right? I think one of the questions on the last Bechina was, what are some proofs that you need Das Alimta mitam the Isha? And one of them was Rashi Nivamos V'Halkavazit, so Rashi himself holds that you need Das Alimta mitam the Isha. So what would we answer for the Rashba in that case? Right, our first answer, which was that we only need Das Alimta for the man, so therefore by Das Nuvam Rahi, we have a problem with Eidus, because it's the man's Das, but here it's a woman's Das, so we don't need Eidus. That only works if you hold that you only need Das Alimta for the man. So we give the second answer, which is that, I think this was Rebbe, that it's about being able to be Mevarer L'mafreya, basically. Let's take our case first, right? By Rosh Mr. Pekas, where she goes afterwards and says, I understood it. So she knows that the Shas Maisa, when the man says to her, Harei Amiyuchedesli, so she knows right there that in a second from now, if she says, yes, the Edom will challenge her and say, are you sure you understand what he's saying? Are you sure you know what he's saying? And so therefore, because later she could be asked what she meant, Lima Freya, she has Das. There is Edus. The Edus can be Mavar, Lima Freya. They can know for sure. However, by Nazan Hubar Marhi, so the man didn't say anything. There's nothing to do in the Var, the man didn't say anything. So so Bashar's Kiddushin, what are they going to ask him afterwards? Oh, what did you think at the time? There's no being a Var, we just don't know at all what he meant. So therefore, the Chiluk in the Rashba is that by our case of Lashonos Mitzvakos, we're able to do Aedus, we're able to do Var, so there is Aedus. So it could create a Sefik Kiddushin. But by Nazan Hubar Marhi, there is nothing to be Mavar, there is no Aedus Biror by that case. Right, that's clear? Good? Yeah? Alright, great. So then the Gemara asks, if you say Lashon Mesupak and you weren't Medaber on Al Iske Gita Bekidusha, so how will she know what we mean, right? That's Gemara's question. How will she know without being Medaber what are all the men is saying? The question was is this question just for Kiddushin or is it also for Gin? So we answered, what question is this? Yeah, so we answered that according to Rashi, it applies to Kiddushin also, right? If you read the Rashi, so Rashi is constantly talking about Kiddushin. Hypothetically.
But on
26,
the
Me'iri,
not naming
Me'iri,
I'm sure, are relevant.
We said that.
The
Me'iri,
though?
The Me'iri.
So hard.
The Me'iri. The Me'iri might be the second answer, but I don't think it was.
I know the Me'iri.
No, that was the closest. Fine. So then we asked, this discussion of needing medaber al iske gita v'kudusha, does that apply to gittin as well? Meaning, when a man gives a get to a woman, so does he need to be talking about gittin beforehand? If he's using a lashon of mitzvah, right? So we said, mistama, first glance, you wouldn't need it, right? But the problem is, right, that's, I think, the Rashba. So we said that's the Ritva, sorry. But so Rashi says, first let's go with Rashi. Rashi says that by Kiddushin you do need it because we need our das to show our rapson. And so we need it by Kiddushin, and he says, and also by Gershin, right? Rashi throughout is talking about both Gin and Kiddushin, and it says you also need to be Mevar, let's say, you need to be Medaber, it's called Medaber now, for now, for short. So you need to be Medaber by Gin as well, right? It says Gidu by Kiddushin, so it applies by Gin as well. The Ritva says, no, it shouldn't apply by Gin because you don't need her Ratzon, right? Even according to Rashi, it sounded, at first glance, it sounds like the whole reason that you need her to know what's going on, you need to be Mevarer beforehand, is why? Because she needs to have Ratzon, she needs to know what she's telling about, she needs to really want the marriage. But by Gin, it can work by Karcha. So if it can work by Karcha, so why on earth would I need her dots? Why on earth would I need her to know what's going on? Right? That's the Ritva. So we had two questions on Rashi. Number one, just Misfara. Basically, the Ritva said, Misfara, it doesn't make sense that by Gin, you would need to be Medaba Iska Gita. Because we don't need her Ratzon. We don't care about what she thinks. We don't need her Ratzon. So why should you need to clarify for her? Question number one. Question number two was just, what are the Lashonos Mitzvakos that we would be using by Gin? There are none in our Gemara. What are these discussions that we would have? So we'll answer the second question first. So we gave two answers. Very similar. Second question was, what are these Lashonos Mitzvakos that could even apply by Gin? We have a ton in our Gemara, Rav and Rav at the top, that apply by Kiddushin, but what do we have for Gin? What is a Lashon Mesupak by Gin? So talking about, the Torah answers the second question. It says that the Gemara in Gin actually discusses, the submission Gin that discusses all the Lashon Mesupakos later on, that discusses all the Lashon Mesupakos is actually written in Gin, for those that's what we're talking about. But I think probably just the clear answer is the Rashash says no. Our Gemara itself, if you just change the word Hare to Ain, so for example, Hare At Reini Yisheich, you say Eini Yisheich, whatever, right? Hare At Miuchedas, so Ain At Miuchedas, whatever it is, right? So you just, instead of saying Hare, you flip that with Ain, that's a Rasha, so we do have the same Lashonas that apply by Kiddushin, can also apply by Gein, we're Ain Kiddushin, so the Gemara just used Hare instead of Ain, that's a Rasha. That's right, our second question, which was the Svarah question, which is why would we need Das? We don't care about her Ratzon. So now we have the Talmud of Rashi, who said that even though there's no Ratzon needed, she still needs to know what's going on, so she won't come back, right? Vishalcha, you're going to send her away. So if she comes back, it won't work. So, yes, maybe, like, technically, you know, technically, luckily, you might just be able to say to her some lesson that she won't understand and should work. But if the next day she comes running back to you and says, you know, hey, honey, how was work today? So then, obviously, it wasn't a good gerushin because you had the pasuk v'shalva. And then we have the Baal HaMor, which is very similar, which is just that there needs to be a havana midim someone. It needs to either be the edim or the woman. So someone needs to know what's going on, lopped off of the woman, but it could be the woman, because someone needs to know what's going on between the three other people that are there. But those are our, so we had the Rashi and Ritva argue about if this applies to Gittin or Kiddushin. The Ritva says no, the Rashi says yes. We asked on Rashi, number one, Mitzvah, we don't need a Ratzon, so Rashi to apply by Gittin. Question number two on Rashi, what lesson would there even be to discuss? Lashon Mitzvah by Gittin. And we gave two answers to that. Answer number one, told us to Rashi, was that Lashon Mitzvah come from Gittin, the Gemara and Gittin discussed them. Answer number two to question number two was the Rashash, that if you just change the word Harein, Argamar, to Ein, so then that works. By question number, then for answer number question number one, we had two answers. Answer number one was that the Talmud Rashi was that you need her to know what's going on. You need her not to come back. Mishalcha. And answer number two was about what? That's answer one to question number one. Oh, sorry, Talmud Rashi. And then the Baal HaMor gave answer number two to question number one, which is that someone needs to know what's going on, whether her or someone else, but someone needs to know what's happening. All right, moving on. Yeah, clear, good. Yeah, right, great.
So, but,
oh, not clear. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's fine.
What's between
Baal
HaMor and Talmud
Rashi? So Baal HaMor sounds like meaning like almost that like, even if she didn't know to come back, even if she doesn't know, as long as
she didn't
know. Yeah, yeah.
That's not for me.
Yeah. So, fine. So then we go on to we have like Rav Yossi Shita about whether you need the farish or not. And we saw that by Miser Shani, Rav Yossi says it's fine, but Rav Huda says you need a tzarich farish, right? Rav Huda says you need a farish. So do you need? So we compare the Mishnah and Miser Shani. We seem to compare the two, Kiddushin and Miser Shani. So do we say that just by Gin, the Kiddushin, you need to be mefarish and you need to be medaber al iske, you know, da 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 beforehand? Do we say the same thing by Miser Shani? That by Miser Shani, before you are mefarish, what you're doing, you need to actually speak about it, I guess, to yourself beforehand. That's our question, right? So we answer the Rash said yes. You don't. Yes, what? I'm sorry, right. So yes, you do need to be medaber iske pidyon. You do need to discuss it beforehand, because it's really a full comparison between Gidushin, and Miser Shani. It's a full comparison. The Mishnah lists and Mamash, I did the same thing. And so even though the Mishnah didn't list by Miser Shani that you need to be medaber, you still do, says the Rash. And it's not that you need an Amira, it's about Gila Das. So we need your Das beforehand. So the Rambam says, no, you don't need to be medaber beforehand. As long as he has das, it works even without dibur. Right? So if you weren't, let's say you didn't do a dibur by Miser Shani, you weren't mefarsh, but you were medaber iske Miser Shani beforehand. So according to the Rash, it wouldn't work. According to the Rambam, it would work. It would work. It would work even without a dibur. You don't need any. Basically, almost like you don't need anything. Now, what was the reason for this? Why would the Rambam make a chiluk between Miser Shani and Kiddushin? So we gave basically four, but really three answers, all basically predicated on the fact that by Miser Shani, it doesn't really affect other people. Miser Shani is just Beino Levein Asmo. So we don't really need him, we don't really need to be so clear on what's happening. He gives Miser Shani big whoop. But by Kiddushin, they're huge, and especially again, there are huge ramifications for other people. She's also everywhere else. That's really the main difference. I can go through the four if anyone wants me to go through the specific three or four, but that's the main difference, is that by Miser Shani, the reason the Rambam says you don't really need there doesn't need to be that much das is because it's just Beino Levein Asmo. Alright, is that good? Is that the rest of the question? Right, 20 is probably the easiest question. Fine. Then we move on to the next thing, which is if you give a get to your shiv club and you say Arei Amitav Zechol Adam, right? So do these lashonos work? Do the lashonos by Isha work by a shiv club as well, right? And what's the reason? So we saw Rashi first. Let me just get to it. Yeah, just give a chance to catch up. So we had Rashi. What? What was that?
He said, oh, this one.
Okay. So the din is, the Gemara says the din is, that the din is that you cannot, that if you say Rav Shazach HaAdam, that does not work by Shivcha. So the question is, why not? Why does it not work? Right, so the first, what's the din? Does not work by Shivcha. Okay, why does Harei Amitav Zechol Adam not work by Shivcha? So we had Rashi. Rashi said, because the Shivcha isn't allowed to be with Avadim. She's not allowed to be with Avadim, who she was previously allowed to be with. But in Egypt, the latter beat is because of God. So we said, okay, but what's his answer? So we explained it a little bit further and said, who was it? I explained it, the Haggah, Bitosros? Right. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just saying, what, right, how do we, I'm just saying how we clarify it. Right, so the Rosh asked, but Rashi said that a proper Rosh has to matter her to who she was previously usher, and before she was usher to Bnei Chorin, and now she's mutter. Right, so if she was usher to someone before and now she's mutter to them, according to Rashi, that should be perfect. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is difficult. So we change Rashi in that Rashi, that according to Rashi, the pshat is that you need it, that harem has a chalada means that who you were allowed to be, who you were mutter to before continues, and who you were mutter to before it becomes mutter. However, for the shivcha, that's not true. She was mutter to Avadim before, and now they're usher. So we're missing the first part of that, and therefore that doesn't work. So according to Rashi, the tight shot of Rashi, that since the shivcha karufa, who was previously allowed to Avadim, is no longer allowed to Avadim, that is not considered harem b'tzeis chol adam. All right. Tell me, the Rashi gave a different shot. The Rashi said, no, the whole iser stems from her avdus. Her being a slave is her iser to everyone else, muteres ha'adam, and he never actually freed her from her slavery. He never said, you are a bas chorin, you are free. He only said, you're able to marry other people, but that doesn't make sense, because you can't marry other people unless you're not an eved anymore, and he didn't get rid of her avdus. So therefore, that, according to the Rosh, that's what the Gemara says, that doesn't work. Because her whole iser stems from her avdus, and she was never freed from her avdus. Right, we say that obviously you know that the kinyan iser stems from the kinyan mamon. Right, the kinyan mamon creates the kinyan iser. Fine. Then we have the transfer of Zakin, which is that the reason that Re'ah Abateres HaKohanim does not work is because she cannot be, she's not actually Muteres until she does a Tefillah Shniyah. Right? Re'ah Abateres HaKohanim sounds like it means now. Right now you're Muteres to anyone, you can marry anyone. And the Re'ah Zakin says, but she can't marry anyone right now, she needs to do a second Tefillah. Similar to the whole discussion about whether or not Tefillah is Dravais or Durabanon, because obviously the Re'ah Zakin assumes that Tefillah is The Meiri tells the Tosfos Rezakin. The Meiri and Tosfos Rezakin assume that it's Doraisa, because it's not Doraisa, so that it shouldn't really be Ma'akiv. So we say that the Rezakin actually holds that it has to be Doraisa, while many others hold that it's actually Durabanan. But I think Isaac, you helped out Rebbe in that shir, right? Because Rebbe thought, was it the Rafra? That was a Stira. Right, but Rebbe reread it and realized the mistake, but yeah. Whether it's not arguing about what? No. So then we said, so then according to the three opinions, so the Nakami between the Meiri, which is the Re'ah Zakein, and the, I think it was the Rosh, whatever, is not they say Harei Muteres Leben Chorin. So now she is mutter to Ben Chorin. That is true, right? So according to Rashi, that would be fine, because it doesn't mean L'Chol Adam, it means Ben Chorin, she's mutter to Ben Chorin. However, according to the Re'ah Zakein, this won't work, because it doesn't apply now. She still needs to do a Tefillah Shniyah. So that's a Nakami between the two of them. And then we said, is Tefillah Shniya min haTorah according to Re'ah Zakein? It is Doraisa according to the Re'ah Zakein. Fine. Right, so we basically went through, what was this, law. Is it that an evidence like an Isha automatically? He only starts off with like a Chetzi Kedusha? Or is it that no, he really has a full Kedusha, but he's lowered to an Isha. Right? Fine. Is there anything else? Alright, fine.
Just the 30?
What? No, that was fine. Okay, now, then the last thing for this Zman, and again, it's been a great Zman. Thank you, everyone. Oh, yeah. So Rashi originally said that the reason it doesn't work is because she's not allowed to avoid them. But the problem with that is that Rashi himself said that what does it mean to Harei Avotei Chol Adam? How does that work? That's someone who you were previously usher to, you're now mutter to. So we said, okay, wait a second. Says the Rosh, she's mutter to people she was usher to before. So that's how we touched up Rashi. I think it was the gun. And so the Rosh said that really what Rashi meant is that there are two sides to it. Number one is that whoever was usher is now mutter, but also whoever was mutter to you continues to be mutter. And by Shukla, that's not true. She was mutter to Avadim, now she's not. They're usher to her. All right. And then the last sugya, what is the din if you give your get, if one gives a get to his wife, and says, Ein li ezek b'cha. So Ein li ezek b'cha. I do not have ezek in you. And why? So we said, and Tosfos Rezakin says, of course it works, right? We have the kosher gain from an evet Kanani, where that would work by an evet Kanani, so of course it's going to work by a woman. And the Rajah said, no, it's a bad lashon. I don't care about your kosher gain, it's a bad lashon. Why? Because what you're doing is, it's like saying, Eini ishecha, right? Eini ishech It's like you're separating yourself from her, right? The way it works is, but not so well, safe for Croesus, you need to separate her from you, and not you from her. So if you say any sheikh, or in this case, if you say, what was the lashon? Ainli Ezek B'chal, so you're separating yourself, Ainli Ezek B'chal, I'm separating me from you, so the Rashi argues with the Reza and says, no, of course it's not going to work, it's a bad lashon.
That's separating you from her.
Because you're separating, the man is separating himself from her and not vice versa.
Wait, what's the kosher game?
He's not going to say the kosher game, that if it works by Eved Kanani, so of course it's going to work by an Isha. Because by an Eved Kanani where he owns the goof and that works, and Isha where he doesn't even own her goof, right? Meaning by an Eved Kanani where he fully owns that Eved, that lashon will work to free him, meaning it's a much stronger bond between the two of them. So kosher cane by a woman, by an Isha where he doesn't own her fully, which again, that's the whole of one of our first shiurim, but assuming he doesn't fully own her, so then of course it's going to work, because there's much less of a bond between the two of them. However, the Rashford says, no, it can't work with Sparah. The Pazuk says he has to separate her from him, and here he's separating himself from her. And then the Meiri says, no, it's a lashon mamonos, right? Using a lashon mamonos, yes, it works by an Eved Kanani. However, the reason it works by an Eved Kanani is because it's mamon, and Eved Kanani is your mamon. But an Isha, chas v'shalom, you can't use lashon mamonos by an Isha. You need to use, you know, itchim hetzer. It's not the right lashon. It's like saying it's and he would say the same thing by Ein Lecha Ezek B. And that's enough for me. But it's not that you say Ein Lach Ezek B, right? You say the same lashon but backwards. You don't have an Ezek in me. So according to the, obviously according to those three talking, it's going to work. According to the Rashma, so then it would work, because according to the Rashma, you're separating her from you now. You're switching. Instead of Ein Li Ezek B'chal, you're saying Ein Lach Ezek B. So according to the Rashma, it's going to work. But according to the Meiri, it's still lashon mamonos. I don't care who's doing it from who. It's still lashon mamonos, and it won't work. That's a nafka mina. Shkoyach to everyone. It's been a great semester. Any questions? I'm here afterwards.
Shkoyach. Thank you, Isaac.